The British Broadcasting Corporation, in association with the Five Star Theater, proudly present the Marx Brothers in Flywheel, Shyster, and Flywheel.
Shyster and Flywheel, Miss Dimple speaking. Mr. Flywheel? No, he's not back yet. He's making a house call. Why, of course lawyers make house calls. He's delivering an eviction notice. I'll tell him. Goodbye. Morning, Mr. Flywheel.
Miss Dimple, take a letter.
Who to, Mr. Flywheel?
Why, to the post office, of course. Who else would you take a letter to?
Okay, I'll get my coat.
Never mind that, you won't need it. Nonsense, Miss Dimple. It's more like 9. And that's just a storm. Besides, am I wearing a coat?
No, but you were wearing mine when you went out.
Then that must be the one I hocked for lunch money.
2, 3. Hello, boss. Hello, Miss Dimple. $3.10.
$3.10? Since when have you been a man of means, Ravelli?
Since I hocked your coat.
You hocked my coat? That coat has been in my family since the Great Freeze of 1860.
Hey, my uncle, he was in the Great Freeze of 1860.
Oh, really? What did he do?
He froze.
But that coat had a history. Why, old Abe Lincoln himself could have worn that coat.
Well, if he'd go down to the pawn shop, he can wear it now.
I just hope you remember to empty the pocket.
Sure. Where do you think I got the $3 from?
And the 10 cents was for the coat, eh? Well, as long as you got a good price for it.
At least we keep warm indoors now.
With $3.10?
That's right. Now I got money to burn.
Not a bad idea at that. I refuse to shiver through another New York winter.
Okay, boss. We go shiver in Boston.
No, no. We'll shiver somewhere warm this winter. You'll have the sun on your back, your breakfast on your front, and the only snowfalls you'll see when you shake your head.
I've been there. I didn't like it.
Ravelli, pack my bags. We're going to Florida.
I can't pack your bags.
Don't tell me you hog those, too.
No, boss.
Well, that's something.
I hog your clothes.
But, Mr. Flywheel, what'll I do while you're gone?
Why, Miss Dimple, don't you like the idea of long afternoons with nothing to do but play tennis and drink Long Island iced tea as the sun sinks slowly below the horizon?
Why, yes, Mr. Flywheel, I do.
So that's how you spend your time. Lazing around when you should be working. No, no, Miss Dimple, you'll have to stay here.
Yes, Mr. Flywheel.
He's all right, Miss Dimple. It wouldn't work out.
It wouldn't?
Nah, two of us lazing around is more than enough.
Come on, Ravelli, keep moving. We've only got 1,400 more miles to go.
Hey, boss, I'm a cold. 5 hours we've been hitching, and we're only just outside of New York.
Well, how else do you think we're going to get to Florida on $3.10?
Okay, but you hold the sign for a while.
Maybe that's the problem.
What's the problem?
Maybe nobody's stopping because they're going to the Florida spelt with one R.
Then cross out two of them. Hey, boss, here comes one.
Looks like a brand new Dodge she's driving. If she stops for a couple of down and heels like us, she's cuckoo.
Yoo-hoo, gentlemen.
Hey, boss, she is a cuckoo.
I wonder if you could help me.
Ravelli, you check the gaskets and rear suspension, and I'll check under the bonnet.
No, no, there's nothing wrong with the car.
Who's talking about the car?
I'm trying to find the main interstate round here. This map must be wrong.
Wrong? Why, that's outrageous. Madam, it's a good thing you ran into us and not over us. We're lawyers.
I don't see what that's got to do
with it. Now, we'll start by suing the gas station attendant who sold the map to you. Get in, Ravelli.
What are you doing?
Then we'll sue the gas station itself. And then, madam, we'll sue the map company for every penny they've got.
And then we sue them for every dime they got.
And then we go for the quarters, and pretty soon we're into the big money. Florida's that way.
But I'm not going to...
You just leave everything to us, madam. That is your name, isn't it? Madam?
It's Crexton. Imogen.
What a delightful name.
Oh.
Crexton, I mean, not Imogen. Is it Miss or Mrs.?
Miss.
Well, I can't say I'm surprised. Flywheel, Waldorf tea. And this is my assistant, Emmanuel Ravelli. That's him asleep in your lap.
Get off!
Now, as I see it, we set up a law practice at your place. Not too big at first, just a wing or two. Then you can drive back to New York for our thing so we can have the place to ourselves for a while.
Wait a minute!
Oh, and stop for the next diner. We're starving.
Welcome to Chuck's Chicken Shack, the tenderest, the juiciest, the most delicious chicken in the Carolinas.
Fine, I'll take a hamburger.
Say, mister, I guess y'all didn't hear what I said about the chicken there, fella.
Okay, I take a three.
Three pieces of the tenderest, the juiciest, the most delicious chicken in the Carolinas.
No, three whole chickens.
Well, all right, it's your money.
No, it ain't, it's hers.
Oh, really?
Now, Imogen, you can deduct it from our legal fees.
So what'll you have, mister?
Well, this may sound like a foolish question, but what have you got?
Why? Chicken. The tenderest. The juiciest.
Yeah, good. Bring me one that doesn't talk so much.
All righty. And you, ma'am?
Nothing for me, thank you. I'm afraid I don't like chicken.
Don't like chicken?
Say, do you have any chicken salad?
Sure we do.
Then bring her the salad and let the chicken eat something else.
All righty. Anything to drink?
If I ask you what sort of soup you have, are you going to say chicken?
Try me.
Well, what sort of soup do you have?
Chicken.
In that case, bring us two chicken soups and a root beer for the young lady.
Ooh, Mr. Flywheel.
Please, Waldorf, like the salad.
Boss, I eat at the next table. I think I'm going to be sick.
You'll be sick where you are, Ravelli. We have legal matters to discuss.
Mr. Flywheel.
Uh-huh.
Waldorf, surely you're not really suggesting I should sue the map company.
Why not? Of course, it'll cost you everything you've got, but what's money when there's a principal involved?
How come we're suing a college now, too?
A college? Where did you get that idea?
You said there was a principal involved.
Ravelli, why don't you cut your head off and go play with the chickens?
Waldorf, I think you should know. I don't have that kind of money.
No money? Ravelli, get your coat. We're leaving.
Just some property.
Well, why didn't you say so? Why, property is almost as good as money. Better, even.
The property I refer to was my mother's place in Witchfield, Tennessee.
Tennessee? Why, that's where we're going.
But you said you were going to Florida.
I said Florida, but it was spelled Tennessee.
Hey, Wash, that ain't how you spell Tennessee.
It's the way you spell it, Ravelli.
Hey, would there be sunshine there, too?
No, but all the moonshine you can drink. Now, about your mother's house.
She lived there when she was a young girl.
She lived there when she was a young girl. What is it, a mud hut?
No, it's the old Crexton Mansion. My mother left it when she was very small. Now that she's passed away, I'm going to move in. It hasn't been lived in for over 90 years.
90 years? That's just some back rent.
Oh, Imogen. Can't you see?
See what? I know, see. Maybe some cowboys scared him off.
What are you talking about, Ravelli?
Cowboys and Imogens.
Oh, you clap those ones, do you? Imogen, we'll get the old place back on its feet again. It'll be quite idyllic. I can see us now, sat on the veranda. The stars will be out. And with any luck, so will you. You'll come home each night after a hard day's work down the mine. And I'll be waiting there with your pipe and slippers by the fire. And if you stay out with the boys, they'll be in the fire. Why not just give me the place as a divorce settlement and you can stay out as much as you like? Well, what do you say?
Well, I...
Then it's agreed.
Now, I'm quite happy to engage you and your assistant to help me in this matter.
It'll cost you more, but we accept.
Good. Now, the mayor and his committee have arranged a civic reception to welcome a Crexton back to town. That means we must be in Witchfield no later than Friday afternoon.
Hey, boss, that sounds pretty tricky to me.
Arriving no later than Friday afternoon? But we're well ahead of schedule.
Sure. At this speed, we're going to arrive Friday morning and miss the reception.
Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Chairman, members of the board, citizens. citizens of Whitfield.
You forgot the dog catcher.
I forgot the dog catcher. As mayor of Whitfield, it is my great pleasure to welcome back to our town a member of the illustrious Crexton family. I ask you all now to join me in a toast to Mrs. Crexton.
Hey, boss, I ain't got no toast.
Well, just take a drink or something instead.
Friends, friends, thank you for this marvelous reception. I can hardly wait to move back into the house that was my mother's birthplace.
But Mrs. Crexton, that's impossible.
Miss Crexton, Mayor.
Next question. Mr. Chairman, you must tell her that this is out of the question.
Oh, now, Mayor. After all, the house legally belongs to Miss Crexton now.
But it's dangerous, Mr. Chairman. You know as well as I that house is haunted.
There's pages more of this stuff, folks.
Haunted? Surely you don't believe that nonsense.
Oh, it's true, Miss Crexton. That house has seen some hideous deeds.
Wait till it gets a load of Miss Crexton.
Naturally, I've heard the stories, but they're just too preposterous to be true.
Oh, it's taken seriously enough by the town board to post $100 reward for anyone willing to sleep the night there.
$100 a night just for sleeping? How much for sleeping during the day?
Now, it won't be as easy as you think, gentlemen. Everybody that ever tried to sleep there has been found dead the next morning. Except, that is, for the one couple.
What happened to them?
They died the morning after.
Okay. Then we gotta have the money in advance.
Oh, I'm afraid that's not possible.
All right, 50 now and 50 when we wake up dead.
Wait a minute, I don't like the sound of this.
Hey, boss, you a scaredy cat?
Ravelli, I have nothing against you waking up dead, just as long as I'm alive to see it.
This is all quite ridiculous, but I'd be happy to pay you the money myself if it will put an end to this nonsense.
Now, before we break up the reception, I'm sure the people at Witcherfield would like to hear from the two brave souls who are going to spend the night in the old Crexton Mansion. Okay, boys.
Life is so peculiar. Why can't a circle be square?
Why can't you juggle spaghetti?
It's all completely unfair. Now when you cut your finger, there's nothing to bleed but blood.
And when you are a moo cow, there's nothing to chew but cut.
When I look in the mirror, there's nothing to comb but hair. Life is so peculiar, but you're stuck with it, so there. Yeah, life. It's so peculiar.
When something buries you, it's hot.
The ocean's only got water. It's all a communist plot. When you are in your garden, there's nothing to dig but ground.
You turn on your radio, there's nothing to hear but sound.
And when you're Christmas shopping, there's nothing to spend but cash. Life is so peculiar and it's over in a flash. Life, it's so peculiar.
Why can't bananas be blue?
Why do we have to keep breathing? But who the hell can you sue?
Hey, you meet the pretty lady. She's never been kissed, she said. You take her to Niagara, where honeymoon couples stay.
But all the bellboys know her from rollicking times before. Life is so peculiar, let's not bother anymore. Not with her, at least. Life,
L-I-F-F,
is so peculiar.
A fortune go with a knife.
Fried eggs are lost without bacon. It's always slander or strife. Life is so peculiar, but it's everybody says. That life is so peculiar, but as everybody says. That life is so peculiar, but as everybody says. That's
that's Crexton Mansion. That house has been haunted since Mrs. Crexton's grandfather took his own life, along with that of his wife and five of his children.
Hey, who did he kill first, himself or his wife?
I know, Mayor Watkins, and ever since that day, as the clock tolls three, the ghost of Roderick Crexton appears. My mother was the only survivor of those dreadful events. She didn't believe it, and neither do I.
Mrs. Crexton and Wolfe.
Miss Crexton.
Miss Crexton. I'll get it right if it kills me. Wait a minute, it's killing me. Well, here we are. The Crexton Mansion.
Hey, who's that outside the front door? It ain't 3 o'clock yet.
Oh, that's just old Venus. Always meets us out here on these occasions.
Evening, gentlemen. I'll start with you, Mr. Rivelli. If you don't mind, I'd just like to take a few measurements so that we can have everything ready for you. In the morning.
You know, every dog in the neighborhood is jumping up and down.
That's a fine. Go ahead and measure.
Mm-hmm. 32 inches. 42 inches. 63 inches. Perfect. I think we can fit you out of stock.
Listen, stranger, what kind of material are you planning to make this out of?
Same as the others. White pine with silver handles.
Yeah, but what about the pants?
Hey, what orders you giving this to?
Well, the last two who tried to spend the night in Crexton Mansion.
Now I don't feel so good, boss.
Relax, Ravelli. They're just trying to scare us.
Well done, Waldorf. Now that's the right attitude to take.
Ah, Imogen. Tell me, if I should come out of this alive, would you ever consider marrying me?
Why, Waldorf, of course I'd consider it.
Then I've nothing left to live for. Come, Ravelli.
One last thing, Mr. Flywheel. Where would you like the body shipped?
You can send mine to my ex-wife. I always promised her a nice surprise one day.
Very well, gentlemen. Here's the key. Good luck and goodbye. And ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Good night, Waldorf. See you in the morning.
Ha ha. Ha ha ha.
Say, this is a pretty spooky-looking house. I don't like the key he gave us, either.
What's wrong with it?
It's a skeleton key. Come on, I'll open the door. It's that time in the evening for her, you know.
Wash, what should that noise?
Relax, Ravelli, that's just a werewolf.
Hey, werewolf.
Not werewolf, a werewolf.
I still don't see werewolf.
Well, it's a good job we got all night. You know what a werewolf is, don't you?
No, I don't know werewolf.
Sure you do. Covered in hair, mean eyes, yellow teeth. What's so funny about that?
My Uncle Harvey was a werewolf all the time, and I never knew it.
This is really very straightforward. I'm not surprised you can't follow it. It's just a werewolf, you know, lycanthropy.
Now, you just confuse me. Cleopatra like Antony. But where's the wolf?
Well, let's play hide-and-seek with it. I'll hide and you go seek. Then you'll see where's the wolf.
Hey, I just asked you that.
And I just told you it's a werewolf. A poor unfortunate creature of the night that used to be a man. Which is more than I can say for you.
Yeah, but where's the wolf?
Well, you know why a duck.
Sure.
Well, this is a werewolf. Clear?
No.
Good. Now, let's take a look around and see if we can find some bedclothes to sleep under.
Hey, now I get it. It's a wolf in a sleep's clothing.
Ravelli. Ravelli, are you asleep?
Yes.
That noise. Either it's the ghost or Paul Muniz moved in.
Well, it's time that...
1932. I was a fugitive from a chain gang. Don't you love these topical references? People will be turning their dials in droves.
I'm glad you explained that. It was waking me up. Well, it's time that ghost was in bed. It must be very late.
It's 3:15 on my watch, but my watch is always 2:45. The ghost isn't due until 3, but he might be ahead of schedule. Come on, Ravelli, get up.
Look, the door to the room is opening. Come on, I think we better go into the hall.
Ravelli, where are you? It's dark here. I can't see you. Come back, Ravelli. Oh, there you are. I thought you'd run out on me. Come back in here and shut the door after you. Say, that sheet makes you look tall. You've grown, Ravelli, haven't you? Well, speak. Speak, man. Say something to me. Oh, to me. To me, you fool. Flywheel, say something to me. Would you mind doing that again?
Then.
Well, if it isn't Little Boo Creep in her Alice Blue Goon. That was a Milton Berle line, and it didn't get a laugh when he did it.
I am dead.
Well, that's what you get for not taking care of yourself.
No,
running around in this drafty house with nothing but a thin sheet over you?
I am the spirit of Roderick Crexton.
Say, old Crexton must have died laughing.
Flywheel, your doom is sealed. You are about to join our ancestors.
Oh, no, you're not going to get me in the poorhouse.
What was that?
I don't know, unless it was a mortgage falling due.
I go to see who dares disturb the tranquility of my ghostly sphere. If you are not gone by the time of return, you will still be here. And dead. I go.
Ravelli, Ravelli.
Here I am, boss.
Ravelli, come on, quick. I got a special reason for wanting to get out of this house alive.
What's the reason, boss?
I wouldn't want to be seen dead with you.
Hey, if we're going to die, I might as well pay you that $12 I owe you.
Ravelli, this is no time to discuss trifles. Besides, you owe me $13.
I know, but I'm a superstitious.
Where did you get that $12, anyway?
I found it in the other room. What's the money? Look, $100, $1,000, $10,000. Money all over the house.
Let's see that, Ravelli.
Okay, take a look, but you gotta give it back.
Say, the ink on this money isn't dry yet. You know, I think it's phony.
It's a phony. Phony? I don't see the joke.
Neither does anybody else. Ravelli, even a ghost is better company than you are. It is obvious this money is counterfeit. I want to get some, too. You stay here.
Hey, you're not scaring me. I know it's you, boss.
I am the ghost of Roderick Crexton.
Ah, you crazy. Crexton, he's dead.
I am his ghost. Is that clear?
Sure, the ghost is clear. Come on in.
Ha!
late.
Hey, you like it, that joke, eh? All right, I tell it to you again. Hey, you a nicer fella. I like you better than my boss, Flywheel. He always hollers at me. Oh, boy, we're having some fun.
Ravelli. Oh, pardon me. I didn't know you had company. I'll be back later.
Hey, boss, this fella says he's a ghost.
Ravelli, if he's a ghost, I'll eat your hat with ketchup.
All right, boss. Here's my hat. I'm going.
Going where?
To the kitchen to get you the ketchup.
Late again.
In that case, make it two ketchups and some Senna tablets. One for the ghost.
For the last time, I am the ghost of Roderick Crixton.
Say, I'm getting pretty sick of hearing you say that.
I bet you are.
That's actually in the script, too. You'll have to take off your sheet and prove it. Grab him, Ravelli!
Don't touch me! Let me go! Take your dirty hand off my filthy arm!
Look, boss, it's the mayor!
So that's your game, Mayor Watkins. You thought you could run this joint as a haunted house and scare people away while you make counterfeit money. Stick up your hands.
Hey, boss, you know got a gun.
That's right, Ravelli. I never thought of that. All right, Mayor, you can put your hands down.
Listen, boys, if you give me away, I'll go to jail for life. Please give me another chance.
You mean you want to scare us again?
No, no, gentlemen. You are offered $100 if you sleep here. If you keep the whole thing hushed up, I'll give you $3,000.
Sold to the ghost for $3,000.
You don't know what this means to me, gentlemen. Here, take the money. Thank you, thank you. I will never forget this.
It's nothing at all, Mayor. Come over and scare us again sometime.
Farewell, gentlemen.
$3,000 ain't bad, eh, boss?
No, but we should have gone for more. We'd have gotten $5,000 if we'd asked for it.
Yeah, what makes you think so?
Well, it's all counterfeit money anyway.
For the 10:15 to New York City.
Well, this is us.
Thank you again for ridding us of the ghost of Roderick Crexton.
Owen Waldorf, I quite understand about your heart belonging to another. It seems that love has walked by my door.
Well, you can hardly blame it. It was tiptoeing, too.
Oh, this way, my dear.
Coming, Beauregard.
Wash, we gotta get on the train.
Bye.
Goodbye.
New York, here we come, Ravelli. I can hardly wait to start chopping Miss Dimple's desk up for firewood. We'll do it as soon as we finish spending Miss Crexton's $100.
We can't spend it. I give it back.
Gave it back? Ravelli, we earned that money.
No, boss. We got to pay the $100 to sleep there tonight. I had to give it back.
But why, Ravelli?
Wash, I no get a wink of sleep all night.
You have been listening to Flywheel, Shyster and Flywheel, starring Michael Roberts as Groucho Marx, as Waldorf T. Flywheel, and Frank Lazarus as Chico Marx, as Emmanuel Ravelli. Also starring Lorelei King, Graham Hoadley, and special guest stars Spike Milligan and Dick Bosborough. The lyrics were by Dick Bosborough and Frank Lazarus, and the music was arranged and conducted by David Berman. The script was written by Nat Perrin and Arthur Sheikman, and was adapted by Mark Brissenden. The producer was Dirk Bagg.
A BBC radio collection double cassette of Flywheel, Shyster and Flywheel is available now. This